From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said on Saturday that he and his party were ready for the election as ordered by the Supreme Court and cautioned the Chief Justice not to interfere with the electoral body so polls could be conducted as soon as possible.
You've done your ruling. We have respected it. Let IEBC do their job. Let them declare the date and write our letters, meet at the ballot.
The court's decision to annul the August 8th election results was an unprecedented move in Africa, where governments often hold sway over judges. On Friday, during an impromptu rally in Nairobi, Kenyatta criticized the court for ignoring the will of the people and dismissed the Chief Justice's colleagues as crooks. Details of the ruling will be released within 21 days. Human rights activist Lilian Tintori is the wife of Venezuela's best-known detained political leader, Leopoldo Lopez. She says she has been barred from leaving the country. Berjan Hamdard has more.
Tintori said she had been scheduled to meet European leaders, including Spain's Mariano Rajoy, France's Emmanuel Macron, Germany's Angela Merkel, and Britain's Theresa May. Tintori has been ordered to appear at a Caracas court on Tuesday to answer questions over an amount equal to nearly $11,000 found in her vehicle.
Venezuela's opposition says the Maduro government has stepped up repression of opponents this year, while officials say they are acting to stop violent coup plots fomented by the United States and other foreign powers. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for additional stories. This is VOA News. Cambodian opposition leader Kem Sokha was arrested in Phnom Penh early on Sunday, and the government of veteran Prime Minister Hun Sen said he was accused of treason. The government said in a statement that it had a video clip and other evidence which pointed to secret plans of conspiracy between Kem Sokha, others, and foreigners to harm the Kingdom of Cambodia. The government of Hun Sen, an authoritarian leader who has held onto power in Cambodia for more than three decades, has put increasing legal pressures on its critics, the media, and political opponents ahead of national elections in 2018. Floodwaters are beginning to recede in Houston, Texas, and although the rain has stopped, assessing its impact on the health of Houston's residents is only just beginning. Carol Pearson reports.
With lots of water and daytime temperatures in the 30s, Houston is a perfect breeding ground for mosquitoes and bacteria.
The public health concerns following Hurricane Harvey go way beyond the immediate flooding and rainwater. The concerns extend to mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. Mental health is a concern. Mold growing in damaged homes is a concern.
There are concerns that people exposed to floodwater can develop multi-drug-resistant staph infections, or E. coli, bacteria that can kill.
If wastewater treatment facilities are overwhelmed, there's potential for sewage to get into the water. And then there's the drinking water that comes out of the tap, which is threatened as well.
As the water recedes, mold and respiratory problems due to mold can increase. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
The UNHCR said thousands more have crossed by boat and on foot into Bangladesh within the last 24 hours as they flee violence in western Myanmar. VOA's Tom Turco provides some background details.
Both Myanmar security officials and insurgents from the Rohingya ethnic minority are accusing each other of burning down villages and committing atrocities against civilians. The military has said nearly 400 people, most of them insurgents, have died in armed clashes. Since Friday, tens of thousands more refugees have crossed the border seeking safety.
The UN Refugee Agency spokeswoman, Vivian Tan, says roughly 60,000 have arrived in Bangladesh since the violence erupted on August 25th. The Justice Department has said in a court filing that there is no evidence to support President Donald Trump's assertion that the previous presidential administration wiretapped his headquarters in New York City's Trump Tower. Trump alleged via Twitter on March 4, 2017, that former President Barack Obama's administration eavesdropped on him before the 2016 election. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.